Fun on the River by Carol Coulter. On August 16, 2019, 21 members of the National Federation of the Blind met at the NRO campground near Lebanon, Missouri. We had members from across the state representing five chapters and even two states. Alice Aver from Louisiana joined us again this year. We also had people ranging in age from a sixth grader to retirees. As you can see, this trip was for everyone. This was Elizabeth and my first year to go, and we had a great time after our adventure in getting there. GPSs aren't always to be trusted. After picking up Stephanie Contreras in Jefferson City and heading further south, our trusty GPS decided to lead us down some roads that, as I told everyone, you wouldn't want your tractor to drive on. We also encountered a road that was covered with water and had to turn the van around on this narrow dirt road in the dark. Praise to Elizabeth for her excellent driving on these terrible roads and her ability to get us out of the predicament we found ourselves in. By the way, everyone else found their way there just fine. After arriving at the campground at about 10:30, about 2 hours later than hoped, we entered a very nice cabin. It had a full kitchen, two baths, window air conditioner, and eight double beds. Plenty of room. After some socializing and storytelling, we headed for bed to rest up for our float trip in the morning, which would start with a bus picking us up at 9:30 a.m. Since I am not a swimmer and was hesitant about going, I am going to try to be a little more specific in my description with the hopes that it will help dispel any fears that others may have, and convince you to come join in on the fun next year. Saturday morning, everyone came to the larger cabin to get ready for our day. We made our lunches, put on sunscreen and bug repellent. We then took the coolers with our lunches and water and loaded the bus, which took us down to the river. We had discussed who was in each raft before loading the bus, so we knew which raft to go to when we got there. As we got off the bus, they handed everyone a life jacket. It was up to you if you wore it, but state law requires that they provide one for everyone on a watercraft. To help some of you visualize, the raft was sort of like those you see in a plane or boat rescues or comedies where someone pulls a cord and it inflates in a small space. We averaged five people to a six-person raft, and Bill Wilson was in a canoe so he could help anyone who might need a little assistance. The sky was overcast and kept the sun from beating down on us, so that was nice. The river was nice and calm and would be a little faster in some places. I would say that 90% of the time an adult could stand up in the water, and it would not be above waist to chest high. I thought it was fun to try and maneuver around the obstacles in the water. For example, tree branches, a rock, other rafters, and sometimes the water wasn't deep enough so you would get stuck. I lost an oar and some brush. It got stuck, and the current was just fast enough that it pulled it out of my hand. Lesson learned. Hold on tight to your oar. We found a place to pull the rafts out of the water and break for lunch. We passed out the lunch bags and drinks, and then after the trash was put in the trash bags that were provided, some people played in the cold water before we headed back down the river to finish our 7-mile float in our rafts. If you made it to the 7-mile pull-out spot by 2 o'clock, you could continue for another 7 miles. Only one of our rafts decided to take this challenge. The rest of us boarded the buses and headed back to the cabins. As we waited for our last group to return, some of us played cards while others socialized or took a nap. I should add that we had a 14-person cabin and a 4-person cabin, and 7 members decided to tent camp. The tent campers cooked their supper over the fire while the rest of us went to a little bar and grill about 7 miles down the road for supper. It was actually very good. After returning from supper, those who wanted to join the campers around the campfire for some good conversation and laughs. Checkout time was 11 a.m., so Sunday morning we were up early cleaning up and packing up our stuff to head our separate ways after a fun-filled weekend. I hope this helps some people make a decision about coming next year. As you can see, we had cabins or tents, we had old and young, and people who could swim and others like myself who couldn't swim. We had two people who came down Saturday just to raft, but not spend the night. We even had one who chose not to raft, but came for the camaraderie. Randy said that if he had known there was a full kitchen, he would have made us all dinner like spaghetti or something. Let me tell you, that would have been worth coming back for. There is something for everyone, so please stay tuned for information on the next trip and plan to come join in on the fun. On the next page, on the top left, is a picture and the caption reads, people playing around on the river. And then next to that is a picture, and it says, Ben and Melissa K, Brent, Carrie, and Ben C rafting down the river. The bottom left of the page, there's a picture, and it says, Alice, Samantha, Carol, and Elizabeth in the raft. And then next to that one, it says, Amy, Jenny, Chris, Amaya, and Amber Lynn in their raft floating down the river. And then on the next page, there's a picture, and it's a Sheila, Stephanie, and Kathy in their raft, and Alice sitting across in her raft.